Gardaí say a businessman arrested in connection with the seizure of over €10.5 million worth of cocaine was previously linked to cross-border smuggling and the IRA. The 61-year-old man is still being questioned today after he was arrested driving a truck in which over 150 kilos of the drug were deeply concealed. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí say the 61-year-old who's still being questioned today has been a major figure in organised crime and drug trafficking for some time and is linked to Dublin and South American drugs gangs. He was arrested when the truck he was driving was forcibly stopped on the M5 in Kilkenny yesterday morning. 152 kilos of cocaine worth €10.6 million was subsequently discovered, deeply concealed, in a refrigerated unit after customs at Dublin Port x-rayed the truck. The 61-year-old is well known to the Gardaí and the PSNI. He has operated a number of companies and was linked with smugglers and the IRA, but has never been caught before. He was known to be a close associate of senior IRA figures involved in cross-border smuggling. The man has been a target of the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau for some time as an enabler for transnational and national organised crime groups, most notably the West Dublin gang known as the Family. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Vladimir Putin of breaking a promise to stop attacks temporarily on Ukrainian energy facilities. The assurance was given after talks between the Russian leader and the US President Donald Trump. At a news conference earlier, Mr. Zelensky said through a translator that Mr. Putin's words were at odds with Russia's overnight attacks on hospitals and energy facilities.
He considered the unconditional full ceasefire as one of the initial steps towards peace, and I believe that this year the war can end with a dignified peace. But the security guarantees are definitely needed, otherwise Putin will come with the war again. That is his essence.
The United Nations has said two of its workers have been killed and a number of others injured after a compound in Gaza was damaged, adding that the circumstances of the incident remain unclear. The Hamas-run health ministry has blamed an Israeli strike. However, Israel's military has denied striking the UN compound in Deir al-Balah. The Taoiseach said that around 50,000 homes must be built every year to meet demand, and this will require more investment from the private sector. Speaking on his way into Cabinet, Micheál Martin said there needs to be more focus on how to reach that housing target. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Dáil returns this afternoon with the shortage of housing once again top of the agenda. The Taoiseach this morning spoke about the need to create certainty for private investors in an effort to increase the number of homes being built. However, Sinn Féin's Ó n-Oibreann said today's central bank prediction that only 35,000 houses and apartments will be built this year is concerning, but not very surprising. While Labour's housing spokesperson Conor Sheehan warned the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, that he has questions to answer in the Dáil, following reports that he was told before the general election that the government's 2024 housing targets that formed a key part of the election campaign were incorrect. The Minister has insisted the information he received at the time was not new and it had been debated in the Dáil.
Property prices rose by 8.1% in the 12 months to January this year, according to new figures from the Central Statistics Office. The cost of buying a home rose by 7.5% in Dublin, and prices outside the capital were up by 8.6%. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy.
With the number of homes built last year lower than in 2023, there's little surprise house prices are continuing to escalate. Those prices are being driven by a lack of supply, the strong economy and falling interest rates. The median cost of buying a home was almost €360,000 nationally. The cost of property is up almost 161% from its low point in 2013. But rising prices will put houses and apartments further out of reach of those trying to buy a home.
Ireland saw an 8% rise in admissions for stroke to hospitals in 2023, according to the annual National Audit of Stroke Care. It also found that nearly 2,000 patients did not receive dedicated stroke unit care. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Over 6,400 patients were admitted with stroke to Irish hospitals in 2023, an 8% rise on the previous year. That's according to the annual Irish National Audit of Stroke Care published today. The average timeline of care from arrival at hospital to medical review improved to 9 minutes in 2023, compared with 14 minutes the previous year. However, stroke admissions were well below the target of 90%, meaning that nearly 2,000 patients did not receive dedicated stroke unit care. And early supported discharge for stroke patients was deemed poor, at just 9%, compared to 52% in the UK. Today's report calls for faster recognition by the public of stroke symptoms, like facial drooping, arm or leg weakness, or speech difficulties.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO Biofuel-ready Grant Vortex Condensing Boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Dry and mostly sunny for the rest of the day, but some patchy cloud may affect southern coastal areas. Highest temperatures 11 to 15 degrees, best values further west.